It's Thursday, the 17th of October, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Landless People's Movement has responded to Michael Amushelelo's resignation from the party as he rejoined the Namibia Economic Freedom Fighters. LPM spokesperson Lifalaza Simata says that Amushelelo's resignation, made via social media, bypassed the formal channels.
We as LPM accept the street resignation of Amushelelo. And why we call it this is that this resignation was done on social media on the outskirts and did not go through the formal channels. We do not have any formal written expression of his resignation. However, due to the popularity and the social media and it being picked up by multiple media outlets and so forth, we therefore have accepted his resignation as is, and we no longer consider him a member of the Landless People's Movement. When it comes to the reasoning and so forth, though, and us reacting to his reasoning per se, we believe that this is evidently a sign of someone who has played a role of self-importance, where he expresses that institutions are out to get him, therefore he has to dodge and play and manipulate systems to trick them.
Meanwhile, the Electoral Commission of Namibia has announced that all independent presidential candidates have been rejected from partaking in the upcoming presidential elections for not meeting the requirements, while 15 candidates representing political parties have been approved. South Africa's Road Accident Fund has raised concerns about foreign nationals benefiting from its social schemes. CEO Collins Letswalo informed Parliament's Standing Committee that the fund's largest payout, which is over 500 million rand, went to a Swiss national. Letswalo said that some claimants should not be allowed to benefit from SA's system.
There are people that we think must be excluded. Any foreigner walking our roads gets to be paid by the RAF, something that in this whole wild world is not done anyway. The biggest beneficiary we have in this country is a Swiss national. It's worse. When you go to other countries, you are not even allowed to claim a social benefit.
The World Food Programme says more than 1 million people are facing hunger in the Democratic Republic of Congo's northeastern province of Ituri. The UN agency says women and children displaced by conflict between tribal militias have been hardest hit.
The World Food Programme says the crisis has largely been caused by the armed conflict between militia groups like CODECO and ZAIRE. The groups have had a long-standing rivalry over land. Congolese government forces have been deployed to end the conflict, but attacks against civilians have continued. The conflict between the Lendu and the Hema ethnic groups have destroyed people's livelihoods and left thousands of people dead over the past 7 years. The DRC government and humanitarian agencies have come up with initiatives to try and end the fighting, but the two communities have kept carrying out reprisal attacks. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
And finally, the Michelle McLean Children Fund is teaming up with Old Mutual Wealth for a fun golf day at the Rosmond Golf Course in Swakopmund on 6 December 2024. Former Miss Universe Michelle McLean shares how the funds raised will be used to support important causes.
We are so excited to partner with Old Mutual Wealth. You know, the golf day was a flagship project for many, many years for the Children Trust. And the Michelle McLean Children Trust over the years has always had financial astuteness programs, and we've raised hundreds of thousands for these programs along with entrepreneurship. So this was the perfect partnership because obviously they're in the financial sector, and it's all about raising awareness. So the funds will be used, the proceeds will be used towards these projects in the next year.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.